Hare Krishna, welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have Her Grace Nidhi Sakhi Mataji to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 15th chapter, verse 8. Before that, I would like to hand over the call to Tiffany Mataji for a brief introduction. Tiffany Mataji, please take over.
Thank you, Vinita Dandarbhika Mataji. Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Today we'll have with us Her Grace Medhavani Shaki Devi Dasi. She is a disciple of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. Mataji received Harinam initiation in 2004 in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, and Brahminical initiation in Chennai in 2019. She is a chartered accountant by profession and has worked with leading multinational companies. Her Grace Medhavani Sakhi is originally from Chennai, Tamil Nadu, and currently she is staying in Mumbai with her husband, Harinam Krishna Das Prabhu, and their two daughters. They are connected with Radha Giridhari Mandir on Mira Road and Radha Gopinath Mandir in Jagannath Center in Thane. Mataji serves as a coordinator, hosting and managing the Jayapataka Swami Sishya Samuha Mumbai programs and transcription and proofreading of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami's lectures. Her other services during the lockdown period included conducting daily online Brahma Muhurta Japa sessions, organizing an international online quiz challenge based on Srila Prabhupada's Lilamrita in celebration of Srila Prabhupada's 125th anniversary this year, appearance anniversary, and taking online classes based on Srimad Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna. That was an introduction of Mataji. Welcome.
Hare Krishna, Medhavani Sakhi Mataji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Nice to have your association on Ekadasi, Mataji. Please take over the call, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Dhanavad Pranams, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Thank you, Tiffany Mataji, for your very kind and wonderful words of encouragement. Thank you, Vinita Gandharvika Mataji and Shyamagauri Mataji for giving me this opportunity on this wonderful day of Ekadashi, Mokshara Ekadashi, also the very most auspicious occasion of the advent of Bhagavad Gita. So thank you so much. So first and foremost, I thought since it's Mokshara Ekadashi, we can quickly sing this song, this very beautiful song, Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu, Bhajana Anukula. So if we can, can I share the screen? Then I can just share the song.
Sure, Mataji. You're co-host actually, so you can share.
Okay, fine. Are you able to see the screen?
Yes, Mataji, we can see the screen.
Okay, so is it visible, the lyrics?
Yes.
Yes. Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu Bhajana Anukula Bhakata Seva Arama Siddhi Premalati Karamu Bhakata Seva Parama Siddhi Premalati Karamula Madhavati Di Bhakti Janani Jethana Palana Hori Krishna Basati Basati Boli Parama Adhare Bori Gora Amar Jesa Bastane Koralo Brahman Range Sesa Bastana Eribo Ami Pranayi Bakata Sangye Mridanga Bhadya Shunite Mana Abasara sada jache Gaura bihita kirtana shuni Anandi hrdoya nache Jugala murti dekhiya mora Paramananda hoya prasada sebha orite hoya sakala prapancha jaya je dina grihe bhajana dekhi grihe te goloka vaya charana sidu dekhiya ganga sukha sa sima paya tulasi dekhi juraya prana madhava toshani jani gaura priya shakha sevane jivana sarthaka mani bhakati vinod krishna bhajane anakula paya pratidipase param sukhe swikar goro eta shuddha bhakata karana renu vajana anukula bhakata seva param siddhi premalati karamu ಪಖತ ಸೇವಾ ಪರಾಮ ಸಿದ್ಧಿ ಪ್ರೇಮಲಾತಿ ಕಾರಮು ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಶುದ್ಧ ಭಕತ ಚರಣ ರೇಣು ಭಜನ Hare Krishna. The dust of the lotus feet of pure devotees, enthusiastic devotional service, and service to the pure devotees of the highest order are the roots of the creeper of devotion. The holy days like Ekadashi and Janmashtami are the mother of devotion for those devotees who respect them. Let the holy places of Lord Krishna's pastimes be my places of worship and bless me. May I always visit all the holy places associated with the Leela of Lord Chaitanya and his devotees. When I hear the sound of the Mridanga in my heart, I always desire to join in Kirtan. And when I hear the bona fide songs describing Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, my heart dances in ecstasy. Whenever I see the transcendental Sri Vigrahas of Radha Krishna, I am in bliss, for by taking their Lordship's prasada, we can conquer over the material elements. One day, while performing devotional practices, I saw my house transformed into Goloka Vrindavan. When I take the Charanamrita of the deity, I see the holy Ganges waters that come from the feet of Lord Vishnu, and my bliss knows no bounds. By seeing the Tulasi tree, my heart feels joy, and Lord Madhava Krishna is also satisfied. When I eat the prasadam favored by Lord Chaitanya, it is a new life's experience. Lord Chaitanya was very fond of a green vegetable preparation called shak. And there is another song in this book that tells of the amazing effects of this type of prasadam. Bhakti Vinod Thakur concludes by saying, whosoever attains the stage of enthusiasm for these devotional practices will be supremely blissful wherever he may be. Ekadashi Mahamahutsava ki jai. Mokshara Ekadashi Mahamahutsava ki jai. ಗೀತಾ ಜಯಂತಿ ಮಹಾಮಹೋತ್ಸವ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಅನಂತ ಕೋಟಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾವೃಂದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿನೋದ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಕೀ ಜಯ ತಾಯಿ ಗೌರ ಪ್ರೇಮಾನಂದೆ ಹರಿ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ಸೊ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೊ ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು ಆಲ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿಸ್ ವಂಡರ್ಫುಲ್ ಆಪರ್ಚುನಿಟಿ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೆಡ್ ಆನ್ ಆಸ್ಪಿಷಿಯಸ್ ಡೇಸ್ ಜನರಲಿ ಸ್ಪೀಕಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಯರಿಂಗ್ inquiring, you know, asking questions about, you know, what you've heard from Srimad Bhagavatam, it benefits the speaker, the hearer, as well as the person who has any query, who asks any query. And especially when this kind of recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, when it is heard and done on auspicious days, like Ekadashi, which is Hari Vasara, the most favorite day of Lord Hari, then the benefits are tremendous and much, much more. So, Shri Mokshada Ekadashi ki jai. Gita Jayanti Mahamahotsava ki jai. We'll start with prayers. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naran Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udhirayet Nashta Prayeshu Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtuki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Namo Pankaja Nabhaya Namo Pankaja Maline Namo Pankaja Netraya Namaste Pankajangre Pahi Pahi Mahayogin Deva Deva Jagatpate Nanyam Twadabayam Pashye Yatra Mrityu Parasparam Krishna Krishna Mahavaho Bhaktanam Abhayankara Vameko Dhayamananam Apavargosi Samshrutehe. Hare Krishna. Mugam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yatkrapadam Shri Gurundinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Krishna Chaitanyeshwaram Hari Om Tat Tat. Hare Krishna. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 15, text number 8. So it's a single line verse. Tasyemam gatham pandaveya puravidha upagayanti. Synonyms or word for translation. Tasya of King Gaya, imam these, gatham poetic verses of glorification, pandaveya O Maharaja Parikshit, Puravidaha, those learned in the historical events of the Puranas, Upagayanti sing. Translation by Divine Grace, Abhicharanarvinda, Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. My dear King Parikshit, those who are learned scholars in the histories of the Puranas, eulogize and glorify King Gaya with the following verses. Purport by Divine Grace, Abhicharanarvinda, Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The historical references to exalted kings serve as a good example for present rulers. Those who are ruling the world at the present moment should take lessons from King Gaya, King Yudhishthira and King Prithu and rule the citizens so that they will be happy. Presently, the governments are levying taxes without improving the citizens in any cultural, religious, social or political way. According to the Vedas, this is not recommended. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakhaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namom Vishnu Padhaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Aschadya Deshakarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradhayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurudushve Namaha Panchatatvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Svarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Shri Radha Kanta Namosute Taptakanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Shabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Pancha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripasindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaurav Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Karoti Vachalam Bangum Langai Degirim Yatrapada Mahamande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Ishwaram Harihi Om Tatsat Hare Krishna. So it's a very interesting verse. Actually, this verse marks the beginning of the glorification of King Gaya. That's going to come up in the following verses. So let's quickly read the verse and the translation. Tasyemam gatam pandaveya puravida upa gayanti. My dear King Parikshit, Sukadeva Goswami is telling Parikshit Maharaj, my dear King Parikshit, those who are learned scholars in the histories of the Puranas, eulogize and glorify King Gaya with the following verses. So, yeah. So, in the future verses, King Gaya is going to be glorified. The entire life history is going to come out. Wherein King Gaya is actually said to be the partial expansion of Lord Vishnu. And also, he was called Mahapurusha because he was greatly a devotee of Lord Vishnu. Right? Mahapurusha is called because of the greatness of his devotion to Lord Vishnu. So this is the verse that talks about the lineage of all Kshatriyas. This chapter itself talks about the lineage of the Kshatriya kings who have been well trained up to take care of the entire planet. Right? So Srila Prabhupada talks about the four divisions of society, Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Shudras, wherein the Kshatriyas take care of the administrative class, right? They take care, they give protection to the other three classes, right? So, Prabhupada is also mentioning in the purport here about Prithu Maharaj, mentioning about Yudhishthira Maharaj, who are all rulers and they're exalted in the Vedic times. So, we see how Lord Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita 4.1, Imam Vivasvate Yogam Proktavan Hamadhyayam Vivasvan Manave Praha Manur Ikshvaka Vibravet. So where Lord Krishna is telling that I have instructed this science of yoga, which is Bhakti Yoga, to sun god Vivasvan. Vivasvan instructed it to Manu. Manu is the father of mankind. Manu in turn instructed it to Ikshvaku. Right? So Vivasvan is the king of the sun planet. Right? So Srila Prabhupada always gives this example. The three realizations. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan iti Shaptite. When the ultimate realization is Bhagavan. So Srila Prabhupada always gives the example of how in the sun planet, there is Vivasvan, who is the sun god, right? He is the king of the sun planet, right? He actually received the knowledge from Lord Krishna and he gave this knowledge to Manu, who in turn gave it to King Ikshvaku. This King Ikshvaku is actually is said to be the forefather of the Raghu dynasty, wherein Lord Ramachandra also appeared and he also was a great king. Even today they say, Rama Rajya. Right? When Lord Ram ruled the world, it is said that the citizens were so happy, right? And it was supposed to be a very glorious period. So they always talk about Rama Rajya. So when will there be Rama Rajya? And the next verse, Lord Krishna says, Evam parampara praptam imam rajarshayo viduhu sakalaneha mahata yogo nashta parantapa. So the supreme science of devotional service was received through a chain of disciplic succession. Right? And the saintly kings understood it in that way. So since the saintly kings understood from their fathers and were trained appropriately in devotional service, they could actually be proper rulers. Actually, Prabhupada is talking about the current rulers or the administrators. Although they are not kings, right? They are administering. They are always administered by the government, right? So when we vote for them, right? They give so much of, promises that I will give you this, I'll make the roads proper, we'll have equality in everything, and all of that they promise. But ultimately, whichever person comes to power, we all know what it is in today's times, because this they are not they have not received the knowledge in the disciplic succession, and devotional service is not in the mind. They are, most of them are exploitative. They want to exploit and earn wealth using their power and position, but that is not the position of a kshatriya. A kshatriya or an administrator has to work in such a way to benefit the people who are under him. Like it is said that for a king, right, it's not just the human beings, right? Anyone, any animal, bird, which is born in the particular kingdom of which a particular person is a king, he is responsible for the happiness and protection and security and safety of all the citizens. We beat human beings, Jaladana Lakshani, right? 8.4 million species within that particular kingdom. It's a responsibility of the king, right? We know of King Shibi, right? There was the pigeon which was attacked by an eagle, right? And the demigods were trying to test King Shibi. And King Shibi wanted to protect the pigeon because the pigeon had come into his shelter. And he was willing to actually take out, the flesh of his own skin and equal to the weight of the pigeon, because that's what the demigod who had come in the form of the eagle wanted. So, it was almost like it was never becoming equal. You know, the pigeon, which is such a small bird, was weighing heavy because the demigods wanted to test King Shibi. So, in that way, we find that he was willing to even lay down his own life for the pigeon. And then the demigods understood that really King Shibi is a very wonderful king. So, like that, the saintly kings were called Rajarishis, because they were not attached to power, they were not exploiting, but rather they were using their position in the mode of service, right? How I can be of service to the citizens, like that. So it is said that for any king to be successful, there are four things that are required. These are morality, opulence, victory, and extraordinary power, right? If a king is not moral, right, he will set a wrong example for all the people, right? And if the king himself lacks morality, then what can we talk about others? Because he is supposed to control others and punish others who are not following the principles of morality. So the king cannot be successful without morality, right? The king cannot be successful without opulence, right? He needs to have the power, he needs to have the wealth so that he can utilize that wealth for the purpose of others, right? If he himself is a pauper, what can he give to others, right? So he has to have opulence. Then a king cannot be successful without victory, right? Kings, they actually collect the taxes from the other rulers and give protection to them. So in this way, the king also has to have victory. And the king also has to have extraordinary power. In order to administrate the kingdom, the king needs to have extraordinary power. In the last verse of the Bhagavad Gita, Sanjaya concludes Bhagavad Gita 18.78. He says, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partho Dhanurdharaha, Tatra Shreer Vijayo Bhutir Dhruva Neetir Matir Mama. Where he says, wherever there is Krishna, the master of all mystics, wherever there is Arjuna, the supreme archer, there will always certainly be opulence, victory, extraordinary power, and morality. Right? So the conclusion of Gita is that if anyone has to be successful in life, he has to have Lord Krishna in his life. Right? If Krishna is in the center of our life, right, then our life will be successful. Right? Rake Krishna, Mare Ke, Mare Krishna, Rake Ke. Right? If Krishna wants to protect, nobody can harm that person. But if Krishna wants to harm that person, that also is very good for that person. Right? That kind of harm is also very good, because Suhurnam Sarva Bhutanam, right? He is the ever well-wisher. He is the best friend, right? Suhurnam Sarva Bhutanam. And it's said to be the peace formula. By recognizing that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we can become peaceful, right? He is our supreme friend. Even if something bad happens, that is for our ultimate good, because we don't know. We are currently, our vision is so little that we think, perceive something as good or bad, as duality, because with our very limited vision, right? What we apparently see is something that is, apparently not good for us, or we think that, this is not good for us. Oh, Krishna, why am I going through this? But actually, in the bigger picture, that may be meant for our purification, and that might be just the last stage beyond which, we would probably go back home, back to Godhead, isn't it? Because of our limited vision, we think that something is good situation, something is a bad situation, like that. So the king of any country is said to be a representative of the Lord, right? He has to provide food, shelter, clothing. He has to also ensure that the citizens are moral, right? It's a very big responsibility that a king has. Right, so janma sarthakari kari parvopakar. So one has to perfect one's life. It is especially said of people born in the Bharat Varsha, right? Janma sarthakari, perfect one's own life, and kari parvopakar. And kshatriyas, that is their duty, right? They have to practice devotional service themselves, and they also have to ensure that the citizens in their country or in their kingdom also follow these moral principles, are also, you know, they perform devotional service to the Lord. Like that. So there are some kings who are very famous just because of their power. You know, you have these Chola kings, the Chera, the Pandava kings, the particular class of kings who are very famous because they are very powerful. They have been powerful warriors. They are all famous. But a king who is also a devotee of the Lord is said to be glorious. The difference between famous and being glorious, right? Fame just remains for a particular time, particular point of time. That's it. You know, once your body, once you die, then it's gone. You know, because what they've accumulated is only material things. But in the process of devotional service, what we accumulate is very eternal. You know, it does not die with the dying of the body. Right? India is glorious because there have been many kings, very, very powerful kings who have also been great devotees. Right? So I thought we'll just meditate on some of these kings who had lovely pastimes with the Supreme Lord. So one such king was in Orissa. He was a very great devotee of the Lord. His name is King Purushottam Dev. He was a very great devotee of Lord Jagannath, right? So King Purushottam Dev, actually once he visited, he's from Orissa, Jagannath Puri. So he visited South India for, some kind of a touring purpose. He reached a place called Kanchi, right? In Kanchi, there was a South Indian king. Right, and he had a beautiful daughter called Padmavati. Right, he actually put up a tent in Kanchi, and by providence, Padmavati and our King Purushottam Dev, they met each other, they got attracted to each other, and then the king of Kanchi invited King Purushottam Dev and gave the proposal of offering his daughter to King Purushottam Dev. So, King Purushottam Dev was very happy, he also wanted to marry Padmavati. So he said, okay, I will go back to Jagannath Puri and from there, I will call you here, right? We'll perform some ceremonies before the wedding. So once he went back to Jagannath Puri, he called, the king of Kanchi and also many people from Kanchi. So the king of Kanchi actually sent his minister along with a few people to Jagannath Puri so that they could perform the initial ceremonies before the marriage can be held. So after all the formalities were completed, the minister was returning back to Kanchi. So at that time, King Purushottam Dev requested this minister to stay back for some more time because the Jagannath Rath Yatra festival is coming. So you could attend that festival and then go back. So the minister agreed. And then on the day of Rath Yatra, right, King Purushottam Dev took a golden broom and started sweeping, the road in front of Jagannath Ratha, right? So the minister, when he saw this, he found it to be very strange. He said, why is a king doing, the sweeping job? It's a job of a chandala, right? Who just sweeps the streets and all. So he was very confused. Why is King Purushottam Dev doing this kind of work? And then he went to Kanchi and then he told the king of Kanchi that this King Purushottam Dev is not as great as we thought he is. He is sweeping the floor. I mean, he's sweeping the road. He's a chandala. And the king of Kanchi also, he went by the words of this minister and he said, we cannot give our daughter in marriage to a chandala. So King Purushottam Dev was very unhappy. He prayed to Lord Jagannath, but he was okay either ways because he was willing to go as per the wish of Lord Jagannath. But he still was attracted to Padmavati. So what happened, this king of Kanchi, since this marriage proposal was not working out, he set up a swayamvar for Padmavati. So Purushottam Dev actually went up to put up a fight in the swayamvar, right? So actually the king of Kanchi, he's said to be the devotee of Lord Ganesha, right? So when he went to actually put up a fight with the king of Kanchi, the king of Kanchi told King Purushottam Dev that I have a condition. Right? If I win this war, then you have to bring your Lord Jagannath to Kanchi and we have to install him behind Lord Ganesha. And if I lose, I will send my Ganesha deity to Jagannath Puri, and the Ganesha will be installed behind the deity of Lord Jagannath. So like this, they agreed on this condition. And King Purushottam Dev actually was staying in a tent. He was looking for an opportune moment to actually start the war. Right? So what happened when he was in the tent that he was staying, the tent caught fire. And King Purushottam Dev actually lost even before he could, attempt to fight with the king of Kanchi. And so he had lost. So he prayed to Lord Jagannath that, this is an insult to me. This is not just an insult to me. It is an insult to you, Lord Jagannath. Because I'll have to give you to the king of Kanchi, and you have to be installed behind the deity of Ganesha. So like this, he was praying to Lord Jagannath, oh, why did this happen to me? And then Lord Jagannath actually came in his dream that day. And he told King Purushottam Dev that don't lose hope, right? I will help you. And then King Purushottam Dev, when he got up in the morning, he was very energized. He knew that Lord Jagannath was going to do something. So King Purushottam Dev, he started for Kanchi. Now he was very confident, right? Because Lord Jagannath came in his dream and he told he's going to help. So, Rake Krishne Mareke. So he's going to get the protection of Lord Jagannath. So when he was on his way to Kanchi, the Lord Jagannath actually played a wonderful leela. Actually, Lord Jagannath was sitting on a black horse and Lord Baladev was sitting on a white horse, and they were disguised as soldiers of Purushottam Dev, right? And they were going in two horses, white and black horse. So they were feeling very thirsty. They were actually going to the kingdom of Kanchi, right? So at that time, they were feeling very thirsty. And there was a lady called Manika who was selling buttermilk. Right, so they got down from their horses, they had the buttermilk, and then they started moving. And Manika was saying, oh, you've not paid for the buttermilk. If you don't pay me, then I cannot sustain myself, because I sell this buttermilk, and the little money I get, I just can manage for that particular day. So this these two, Jagannath and Baldev, they are disguised as soldiers. They say, we don't have any money, so what to do? Then they said, our king is coming behind. King Purushottam Dev, you can take the money from him. Then this Manika told that, convince King Purushottam Dev that, that you people owe me money. And then, Lord Jagannath, actually, he was wearing a golden ring, which was a diamond studded ring, right? He took out that ring and he gave it to Manika, and he told that you keep this ring, you show this ring to King Purushottam Dev, and then he will understand and he will pay you. So this Manika was waiting with the ring, and King Purushottam Dev came after some time, and she showed the ring to Purushottam Dev, and he was very surprised. This is the same ring that he himself had offered to Lord Jagannath. And he asked Manika, how did you get this ring? And Manika told King Purushottam Dev that two people had come in. One was in a white horse and one was in a black horse. The person in the black horse actually gave me this ring, saying that our king is coming behind, and you show him this ring and then he will pay you money. And King Purushottam Dev understood that it is indeed Lord Jagannath and Lord Baladev who actually gave this ring, and he became very happy. He paid her, in fact gave many villages to this lady, and even today till this time there are many villages in the name of Manika, which is very famous even till day in Jagannath Puri. And before King Purushottam Dev could reach Kanchi, actually these two soldiers who are Jagannath and Baladev in disguise have already come to Kanchi. They have fought with the king of Kanchi and already defeated them. So when King Purushottam Dev actually came to Kanchi, he was like, the battle is already won, and the king of Kanchi is already defeated. So he glorified the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord is called Achyuta. Achyuta means is infallible, right? And is infallible in giving protection to his devotees. So even in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna addresses Krishna as Achyuta. Achyuta means he was the charioteer of Arjuna. So generally what happens, the charioteer, is kicked by the person who's actually fighting. So Arjuna, if he wants Krishna to move to the left, is to actually kick Krishna. Then Krishna understands you have to go left. And Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, became a charioteer, and he's infallible as the charioteer. He was the best charioteer ever, right? He was kicked by Arjuna and then used to follow, you know, go left, go right, like that. So here King Purushottam Dev also, he's praising Lord Jagannath. Jai Gaur, say Krishna, say Jagannath. The same Gauranga Mahaprabhu is Lord Krishna, and he's also the same Jagannath, right? So here King Purushottam Dev is actually glorifying Jagannath, saying you never fail in helping your devotees, right? Like in this way, the king of Kanchi was defeated. What happened? Purushottam Dev, he went and arrested Padmavati. He didn't arrest the king, he arrested Padmavati. And he told that, the minister told, right, that Padmavati cannot be married to a Chandala, right? So he told that this Padmavati, let her get married to a Chandala. And he asked this minister to take Padmavati to Jagannath Puri and find a Chandala and marry Padmavati to that Chandala. So the minister took Padmavati and took care of her. Padmavati was staying in his house, but Padmavati was very sad. She actually wanted to marry King Purushottam Dev, but she could not go against the wishes of her father. So she was keeping quiet. She was sad. And one day, the minister is telling Padmavati that we found a chandala for you to get married. And they decorate her very nicely. And, Padmavati is very sad. Oh, what my life is going to be? I'm going to marry a chandala, like that. And then the minister tells Padmavati that you pray to Lord Jagannath. He will definitely help you. And then in this way, the minister brings Padmavati. The next year, Jagannath Rath Yatra is already approached. Our King Purushottam Dev is sweeping, before the Rath. And the minister was very intelligent. He knew the heart of the king as well as Padmavati. And then he brought Padmavati and gave her hand to King Purushottam Dev, saying that we cannot find a better chandala, right? A sweeper than you. And in this way, the king and Padmavati actually got married. And Lord Jagannath played the most important part in the life of the devotee. And the king of Kanchi actually fulfilled his promise. And even to this day, we see this, the deity of Ganesha is actually installed behind Jagannath in Jagannath Puri. So these wonderful, it's very wonderful how the Lord interacted with these kings. Because these kings were completely surrendered to the Lord and completely engaged in devotional service. So, the way the Lord reciprocates, with these Rajarishis, these kings who are pure devotees, and, they want to do anything and everything for the pleasure of the Lord. And the Lord, multi times, he wants, to serve his own devotee. Like we see Arjuna and Krishna, we see this pastime of King Purushottam Dev, like that. So we find so many kings like that. Yudhishthira Maharaj, right? So even Bhishma, when he was lying on the bed of arrows, Krishna tells Yudhishthira Maharaj to get the learnings from Bhishma Dev because he wants to glorify his devotee. Like that, all these kings who are dedicated their lives, who recognize the Supreme Personality of God and render devotional service, Lord Krishna is actually sold out to such devotees. Right? He says, Kaunteya prati janihi name bhakta pranashyati. Right? He tells Arjuna, you declare Arjuna that my devotee never perishes. Krishna says, I may even, not fulfill my own word. Like Krishna said, Krishna had promised that I will not pick up any weapon in the battle of Kurukshetra. But what happened? He wanted to enjoy Veera Ras with Bhishma Dev, right? And Bhishma Dev was attacking Arjuna so much that, he could not contain it. He immediately picked up the chariot wheel and he rushed towards Bhishma Dev. So that's why he did not fulfill his own promise, right? To give pleasure to his devotee, because Bhishma Dev had taken a vow that either I will kill Arjuna or Krishna has to take a weapon, right? So to fulfill the desire of Bhishma Dev, Krishna actually, went against his own promise. He picked up the chariot wheel and he rushed towards Bhishma Dev. So that's why in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna, Kaunteya prati janihi name bhaktya pranashyati. You declare Arjuna. Because if a devotee declares, then Krishna will ensure that it happens. Right? In the Narsingadev pastime, Narsingadev did not come to kill Hiranyakashipu. right? He could have killed Hiranyakashipu through his, any of his energies. But why did he come? Because Prahlad Maharaj said, in this pillar, is your Lord there in this pillar? Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad Maharaj. And Prahlad Maharaj said, yes, he's there in this pillar. And Narasingadev and Lord Krishna, how could he not, make the words of a devotee false? It cannot be become false. So he came out of the pillar just to fulfill the words, just to protect Prahlad, not to kill Hiranyakashipu. That happens by the way, right? Similarly, when Lord Krishna appears, as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki, it is not to kill Kamsa. He can use any of his energies to kill Kamsa. But these wonderful kings, like Vasudeva and Devaki, in their previous lives, they had done so much of austerity that they wanted Lord Krishna as a son. Nanda Maharaj and Yashodamaya, they have all done so much of austerity to get Krishna as their son. So Krishna has come only to please his devotees and have wonderful pastimes with his devotees. And by the way, right, a very good example is said that someone who's staying in the United States, right, for many years, he's not visited India. Say, he has a house in Mumbai, right? He's coming for a wedding in Mumbai. His cousin is getting married. So he's coming to Mumbai after about 10 years and he's got a house, right? So, and he is coming mainly to attend the wedding of his cousin. And at the same time, he's come here to Mumbai. So he also goes and sees his house is okay. He gets it cleaned up and all that. So he is not coming after 10 years to Mumbai to visit his house to see if his house is okay. No, he comes for his cousin's wedding. And by the way, he's already here. So he's also checking out his house. Like that, Lord Krishna, he comes only for the sake of his pure devotees. And by the way, what happens? The demons are also getting wiped off. And we have many instances like Queen Kunti prays in Bhagavatam, verse 1.8.39. Neyam shobishyate tatra yate dhanim gadadhara tvat padair ankita bhati svalakshana vilakshitaihi. She's saying, oh Gadadhara, oh Krishna, our kingdom is marked by the impressions of your feet and hence it appears beautiful. Right. So generally, the ornaments, it is said that, we wear all these ornaments. Why? Because we want to look beautiful. But Lord Krishna, he wears ornaments, then the ornaments look beautiful because it is, placed in Lord Krishna's body. Right. So like that, Queen Kunti is actually praying to Lord Krishna that, oh, Lord Krishna, only because of your presence, there is auspiciousness in our kingdom. Otherwise, there is nothing auspicious in this material world. Only because you are here, it is auspicious, right? So even for us, right, when we are also associated with Krishna, at all times, we have the opportunity simply by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, by reading Srimad Bhagavatam, by reading Bhagavad Gita, we are associating with Krishna, right? So then as long as we are associated, we are protected. But when the moment we are not associating with Krishna, we are doing something mundane, which is we are not even dovetailing our activities in Lord Krishna's service, then we are in the material world, right? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Shunya idam jagat sarvam govinda virahename. So our life is useless without Krishna, right? All of our life's accumulations, it's all useless, right? It all goes away, when the body is dead, it all goes away. Like Narayani Mataji was explaining very nicely, the four wives, right? We seldom take care of our soul. We take care of all our other wives, like the body, the wealth, etc. Right? These are all zeros, right? All the wealth, whatever we accumulate, they are all zeros. Power, prestige, degrees, everything is zeros. Unless we have this Krishna, who is the one, then it gets some value. Otherwise, it is all zeros, which have no value, right? So one more king, who actually exemplified this process of devotional service is none other than Ambarish Maharaj, right? It is said, Ambarish Maharaj, he utilized all of his senses in the service of the Supreme Lord, right? He represents Atma Nivedram, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnum, Smaranam Pada Sevanam, Archanam Mandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atma Nivedanam. So Ambarish Maharaj, he did all of them. He did Shravanam Kirtanam, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Mandanam, Dasyam, everything he did. How? The Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 4, verses 18 to 20, talks about how Ambarish Maharaj actually utilized every sense organ, every working sense organ in the service of the Lord. Savai mana Krishna padaravindayor vacham sivai kunda gunanu varnane karau harer vandiramarjadadishu shrutim chakara achuta satkato thaye mukundalinga layadarshane drashau tadvritya gatra sparshenga sangamam ranam cha tatpada saroja saurabhe shrimatulasya rasanam tadarpite padau hare kshetra padhanu sarpane shiro rishikesha padhabhi vandane kamam cha dasena tu kama kamyaya yattama shloka janashrayaratihi. So very beautiful words which describes how Maharaja Ambarish, he always used his mind in meditating upon the Lord, right? His words he used in describing the glories of the Lord. His hands, he used it in cleaning the Lord's temple. His ears, he used to hear the words spoken by Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, or about Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam. He engaged his eyes in seeing the lotus form of Lord Krishna, right? And he engaged his sense of touch in actually touching the bodies of the Lord's devotees, engaging in the service of the deities, right? Engaged his tongue in tasting Lord's prasadam. Engaged his legs in walking to the holy places, the temples of the Lord. His head in bowing down before the Lord. In this way, manasa, vacha, karmana. He was completely engaged 24 hours in the service of the Supreme Lord. And he never desired anything for his sense gratification. Right, engage the senses in devotional service. Right, it said Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate. Right, the ultimate pleasure. Right, we're all pleasure seeking. Why? Because we are all parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord is Sat Chit Ananda in infinite quantity. We are Sat Chit Ananda in infinitesimal quantity. But we want to become very happy. But we are looking at the wrong places, you know, to become happy. We think if we get a lot of money, we'll be happy. If we get a lot of power, we'll be happy. But Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. But if we engage our senses in the service of the master of the senses, Rishikesha, then we can be completely happy. Right? As long as we have the material desires, as long as we try to exploit the material nature to get something for our sense gratification, we can never be happy. Right? So all these kings, they're already in the Brahma Bhuta stage. Right? Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Na Shochati Na Gangshati. There is no lamenting. There is no hankering. Right? All these kings, King Yudhishthira Maharaj, you know, he is said to be the personification of Dharma. He did not want to fight. Right? King Yudhishthira Maharaj was not at all in favor of fighting. In fact, after he won the war, Lord Krishna actually instructed Bhishma Pitamaha to tell Yudhishthira Maharaj, because he was thinking that he is responsible for the so many deaths that happened in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Right? And it is said that Krishna asked Bhishma Dev to instruct Yudhishthira Maharaj. Then, after being instructed by Bhishma Dev in the bed of arrows, King Yudhishthira Maharaj understood, right, that whatever happened is for the establishment of Dharma. And he was not responsible for all these deaths. Right? So, and we know of King Prataparudra. Right? King Prataparudra, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, he was willing to give up everything only because he wanted to have the association of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I am a sannyasi. I cannot associate with Vishaya people. Vishaya people means those who are engaged in, a king is generally involved in a lot of things. He has to solve certain issues. He has to take care of people. He's involved in a lot of material things, right? It is the consciousness with which the person does the activity. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew, King Prataparudra was a great devotee. However, in order to establish, the principles of sannyasa, he said, I cannot associate with King Prataparudra because he's a king like that. So King Prataparudra, he was willing to give up everything just to get the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right? They were not these kings of the, Vedic times. They were not attached to power position. They will not, sell everything just to get power position. In fact, they were willing to surrender everything. Just to get the association of the Lord, just to get association with devotional service, just to be engaged in devotional service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, King Prataparudra was willing to give up everything else. Right? These were all the glorious kings of the past. They are very glorious because even after so many years, till today, we glorify Ambarish Maharaj, we glorify Yudhishthira Maharaj, right? Like we glorify King Purushottam Dev, right? Why? Because they were all devotees of Lord Krishna, right? A devotee of Lord Krishna, whatever service, Krishna says he does not forget anything. Swalpam apiyasi dharmasya prayate mahato bhayat. Even a little bit of devotional service that we do for Lord Krishna, Krishna never forgets. And Krishna gives so much of opportunity. We just need to have a little bit of desire. And Krishna gives so much of opportunities. You know, for us, he is in our heart. He knows our desire. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto mata smritir jnanam apohanam cha. He gives us remembrance. He gives us forgetfulness. He gives us knowledge. Everything according to our desire. If you want to serve Krishna, Krishna will give us the intelligence. How we can serve him. He will give us the knowledge. How to serve him. But if you want to enjoy this material world, Krishna will say, okay, try it out, right? And then, we try, charvita charvananam, again, try the same thing. And then we realize, by the mercy of Guru, then we realize, jivira swarupahoye, Krishna rinatya das. And then we come to the path of devotional service. And then when we come to the path of devotional service, we have to have utsahar, nischaya, dhairya. We need to be enthusiastic for devotional service. We need to be determined. We are on this path. So we cannot, not utilize this human form, having obtained the association of devotees, having obtained, the mercy of Guru, having obtained this path of devotional service. So we have to be very careful, right? Of course, we are in Kali Yuga, and that's why, just by simply chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we can associate with Lord Krishna, right? Naam akari bahuda nija sarva shaktish tatrarpita nemita smaraneena kala. Naam akari bahuda, so many millions and thousands of names like Krishna has got, right? Keshava, Govinda, Madhava, Madhusudana, so many names. And just simply by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we will get the results of performing Vedic sacrifices, of performing all the kinds of austerities, right? Simply by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And we are personally associating with Lord Krishna through the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is giving it to everybody, right? Whoever wants, even if a person does not want, even if the person does not desire, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have somehow been given this opportunity to chant Hare Krishna and perfect our lives. And we have to utilize this opportunity. Even though we are in Kali Yuga, right? Those kings were glorious. They were completely in devotional service, right? In the next few verses, it will be explained how this king Gaya, he was expert in performing Vedic sacrifice. He had all opulences, everything, right? It is said that if a person has a lot of opulences, but he is still not attached, he just utilizes it for the service of the Lord. It's called Yukta Vairagya. Right? It's not Falgu Vairagya. We don't renounce anything. Right? Everything, even the Zoom, we are utilizing it in the service of Krishna by discussing Krishna Katha. So we don't reject anything. Right? We utilize everything in the service of the Supreme Lord. That's what King Gaya also did. He's a plenary portion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he also demonstrated how it is to be a great devotee of the Lord while performing the work of a king, right? He performed Vedic sacrifices. At the same time, he served the devotees, engaged in devotional service, completely free from the bodily conception of life, right? Sama sarveshu bhuteshu madbhaktim labhate param. So he considered all the citizens equal, right? He did not, have any kind of favoritism. He considered everybody equal. He considered, he used to serve the devotees in this way. He used to perform devotional service. So one of the many kings in the past, who are very well trained in the disciplic succession, and they perfected their lives and they also protected. King Parikshit Maharaj, actually, he saw that, a cow was getting beaten up, right? He could not tolerate in his kingdom this was happening, right? He immediately investigated, and then, the Parikshit Maharaj, so that is the way a king has to be, right? So it is not that, only human beings will take care of. He took care of the cow, the bull, right? If there's tears in the eyes of the cow, then, there is no prosperity at all, right? So, Namo Brahmane Devaya, Go Brahmane Hitaya, Jagat Deetaya Krishnaya, Govindaya, Namo Namaha. So Lord Krishna, he protects the Brahmanas, and he is also especially favorable to the Kshatriyas who protect the cows, who protect the devotees, who completely sacrifice for the service of the devotees and to perform their duties in a regular way. They perform their duties, but in the right consciousness, right? So it is said that, a husband or a father, actually he goes to office, he works, right? He does not think of his wife or his children always, right? He does his work. When he does his work, he completely focuses on the work only. But in the back of his mind, he knows why he's working. He's working because he has to provide for his wife. He has to provide for his children. He has to give up, you know, protection to his family. He has to earn money like that. So even Arjuna, when he fought the war, he was not thinking of Krishna. He was not chanting Hare Krishna. But when he was fighting the war, you know, he was apparently angry. Send a bow or, you know, bow and arrow when you're, you know, completely in the sattvic mood. Right? But in the back of his mind, he knew he was transcendental. Why? Because he was doing it for the pleasure of Lord Krishna. He did not want to fight. But Krishna told him, you fight. So he fought. Right? So the purpose behind doing that activity, the consciousness with which I'm doing that activity is for the pleasure of the Lord. So that is what Krishna wants. Right? We may be doing any activity. As a Kshatriya, as a Brahmana, as a Vaishya, as a Shudra, we may be performing any activities. All the activities are purified if we are doing it for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How do we know we are pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead? We have to go as per the instructions of Guru, Shastra and Sadhu. This triangle, we have to always ensure that we meet all the three. Guru, Shastra and Sadhu. Right? And a person who is just such a transcendentally situated, he never laments nor does he desire anything, because he knows that, you know, happiness and distress comes and goes. None of them are eternal, right? Sitoshna Sukha Dukkada Agama Paino Anityas Tamstitikshashva Bharata. Right? Happiness, guys. We don't ask for misery, but misery also comes. Happiness also comes on its own accord. So, like that, this person, these kings served as a very good example, right, of performing devotional service, come what may, and protect the citizens, even at their own, inconvenience. Or, any kind of inconvenience, they used to not shirk their duties, used to perform their duties. Such is the glory of devotional service. So I'll just conclude with this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, which glorifies the process of devotional service. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 14, Text Number 58. Samashritaye padapallavaplavam mahat padam punyayasho murare Bhavambudirvatsapadam param padam 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 yadi padam natesham samashritaye padavallavaplam. Right? For those of us who have accepted the boat of the lotus feet of the Lord, right? He's called Murari because he killed the Mura demon, right? So he's called as Murari. So such the Lord, right? He can actually make this ocean of material existence, which is very difficult to cross, right? Can we cross the material ocean from our own endeavor? Not at all. But by the mercy of Murari, you know, the enemy of the Mura demon, he can make this ocean of the material world as much as the water that is contained in a calf's hoof print, right? How much of the little feet of the calf, how much of water can get accumulated there? It becomes like that, right? And in this material world, every step, padam padam yad vipadam na tesham, every step there is danger in this material world. So a devotee, he wants to accept the boat of the lotus feet of the Lord, and all the difficulties, you know, how much ever big it may seem surmountable, but for the devotee it becomes like the water that's contained in the hoof print of a calf, right? So it becomes Vaikuntha. In this place itself, when he's actually here, when he's actually undergoing the troubles, in his mind, he's still in Vaikuntha, because those miseries do not affect him, right? Different levels are there, right, of the consciousness. Like, for example, I'm just thinking of an example, right? At a physical pleasure is there, and at a mind level, there is a pleasure is there. Like, for example, if there is a nice samosa, which we're eating, right? We are very happy eating that samosa. And suddenly, we get a news, some bad news saying, any bad news saying that, we lost something, precious, right? Maybe the bank locker where we had kept all our jewels, some flood happened and everything got lost. Or a fire happened, everything got burned. Then will we enjoy that samosa? It is the same samosa which we were thoroughly enjoying about a minute back. But when we got this news, it affected our mind. The higher level pleasure is the pleasure of the mind. The lowest level pleasure is the pleasure of the body. And the higher level pleasure, even higher than the mind, is they know the pleasure of the intelligence, right? When you're praised by somebody that you've written a very nice book, you know, it's wonderful, like that, you know, it feeds our intelligence and we get you know, we feel very happy. Even higher than that is the pleasure of the soul, right? And when does the soul get pleasure? The soul gets pleasure when it serves the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that is the highest kind of pleasure, and that is the eternal pleasure. So we have to endeavor by looking at these lives of you know, these wonderful kings, you know, how they perform their duties, at the same time how they sacrificed their own personal interests for the service of the Lord, for the service of the people, and keeping Krishna in the center of their life. That's the most important thing, because all the good qualities will automatically manifest in a devotee. You don't have to separately endeavor, you know, to become merciful, to become compassionate, to become helpful, right? When you become a devotee, all the good qualities automatically manifest in a devotee. So the only requirement that we have to do is to recognize the Supreme Personality of Godhead, recognize that I am a jiva, I am a spirit soul, it is my duty to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And how do I do it? By the Abhideya process, which is the process of engagement in devotional service. And Krishna is very, very clear, right? 24 hours of devotional service. Krishna will not settle for anything less, right? So 24 hours of exclusive devotion to Lord Krishna, then Krishna will take care of everything else. So thank you very much for your kind attention. Granth Raj, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anant Koti Vaishnavarvind ki jai. Thank you so much. Vancha Kalpata Rubyascha. Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha. Aditanam Bhavanebhyo. Vaishnavibhyo Namo Nama. Anant Koti Vaishnavarvind ki jai. Thank you very much.
Harvish, Medhavini Sakhi Mataji ki jai. Thank you, Mataji. What a beautiful class. Like always, when you come, you're full of energy and you give us so much knowledge. It's unbelievable. In 40, 50 minutes, you cover so much. It's so beautiful. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much. First of all, happy Ekadashi to you and all the devotees. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. And happy Bhagavad Gita Advent Day to Mataji. So, love your class, Mataji. Beautiful story of King Purushottama. Very, very beautiful story. Just a beautiful pastime. I'm amazed about your memory, how many names you can remember and you can just flow with the story. Beautiful. I loved the example when you say, when we go to India for some particular reason, but then we go and see the house, same Bhagwan comes to this world for the devotee, but of course when he's here he kills and he do other things too. What a beautiful example. And I was thinking same Srila Prabhupada, he came to spread the holy name, but then he created this family called ISKCON, and this is a beautiful family that we certainly need to cross this material ocean, as you were saying. Very beautiful, Mataji. And yeah, you were talking of samosa in the end, it's Ekadashi, and I was like thank you, Mataji.
I'm so sorry about that.
No, Mataji. I'm joking, Mataji. No, very, very beautiful class, Mataji. Just
probably amazing. Rasagulla is a good example.
Maybe your next class. I'm sure you're giving lots of classes because it is seen by your classes. You're an amazing speaker, Mataji. Dear devotees, if anybody has any questions or comments, please go ahead. Laritangi Mataji already saying in the chat box that it's a beautiful class and it's full of practical examples. Yes, sure. And realizations. Thank you. Thank you for the song also, Mataji. Thank you. Tiffany Mataji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Such an amazing class. Every time you come, I'm always so touched. And I have to honestly say that you make me want to be a better devotee just by your presence, just by being in your class. It's so beautiful. Thank you for all of the wonderful pastimes. You always give so many beautiful examples. It's so inspiring. Thank you for the bhajan, like Lalitangi Mataji said at the beginning. That was so gorgeous. I'm actually planning to go back and listen to the recording again because it was so beautiful to start the class that way. I'm so grateful for that. I just have one question and I'm really asking for your inspiration. you know, as I was listening to you speak of, you know, all of these kings in the past who had to be moral, they had to be, you know, they had to be spiritually advanced and to be good examples and to take care of those, you know, in the ashrams beneath them. And not that I am, or you know, anyone necessarily in the West is a king or a leader, so to speak. But as devotees, you know, living in the West and you know, surrounded by so much difficulty and so much temptation and overstimulation, how can we, as just everyday normal devotees, you know, live our lives in a way that we are good examples to others? Because sometimes it is a challenge when you're living a devotional life and you're out in the world, and you know, we do things differently, even though we may appear the same as everyone else. Our consciousness is different, and you know, you hear people say certain things in your presence that you feel like, oh, you just wish you weren't even in the room when they said it. And so how to be better examples in a world like this?
Yeah, so Mataji, it is the same everywhere. Maybe, you know, it is little to a slightly higher degree, you know, in that part of the world. But Srila Prabhupada has given a very nice formula, right? Prabhupada says, you know, if you prioritize Krishna, you know, in the early hours of the day, then Krishna will prioritize you, right? Krishna will take care of the entire day. If you prioritize Krishna the first 3 hours in the morning, you know, the 2 hours of chanting and 1 hour of, you know, hearing and reading Srimad Bhagavatam, right? If you prioritize Krishna in the top three, the first 3 hours, right? If you prioritize Krishna, then, you know, the whole day, whatever happens, you know, which is what we materially perceive it. It may be a bad day as what we perceive. But from our soul's perspective, if we have dedicated the first 3 hours of our day to glorify Lord Krishna in terms of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, in hearing and reading Srimad Bhagavatam, we can be rest assured that the whole day will be good for us. When I say us, you know, it's for our soul, right? We have progressed. We have done our best in the service of the Lord. And whatever happens, right, whether it is good or whether it is bad, from our material perspective, it is good, right? It is good for our soul, right? Because we generally, like, we perceive things from a very closed view, right? Because that's the limited view that we have. Right? We think that something, oh, I should not have been in this particular situation. But maybe Krishna put us in that situation to purify us. You know, it's going to make us become a better person, right? And a better devotee, right? You know, you have this charging, right? The Sunday is generally the charging day of the week. When we, you know, the whole Sunday, you know, we go to the temple, right, from Mangal Arati, attend Bhagavatam class. Of course, the last 1 year, you know, hasn't been, you know, so much of service at the temple, but of course, you know, we're having wonderful online association, you know, right from, you know, Mangal Arati, we have the Japa talk, to reciting of Shikshashtakam prayers, chanting, Bhagavatam class, you know, the entire routine follows from 4 o'clock to 9 o'clock, right? And then we are so spiritually charged, you know, and then, you know, by the end of the week, you know, you're waiting to go back to the temple, you know, to get the charge, and then you preach, you know, because we are very grateful, you know, there are devotees who have given us this opportunity, and you know, it is you know, just the natural thing that, you know, we want to give to people what we have received, you know. You know, this is book marathon month. We generally you know, go about you know, distributing books, and people generally always say we don't have time to read, you know. So you know, the best response that I give is, you know, Arjuna actually chose to hear the Bhagavad Gita when he was in a life and death situation, right? He was either going to die or he was going to get a kingdom, you know, an unrivaled kingdom. He's going to become the king of the world. He chose at that particular moment, a life and death situation, he chose to hear Bhagavad Gita. Why? Because he wanted to do something that would be beneficial for him, ultimately beneficial for him, not just for his body, right? If you would have got the kingdom, or even if you have died, it would have been a glorious death, right? Because he acted on the words of Lord Krishna. Even if he had died, he would have got, you know, the ultimate destination of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, right? Everyone else who died in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, they went back to Godhead, right? So, I mean, so what is apparently, you know, even in the case of Vritrasura and Indra, right? Vritrasura was a pure devotee of the Lord. Like, Indra won the battle, apparently, you know, Vritrasura lost, right? Bali Maharaj. For that matter, Bali Maharaj lost everything. He surrendered. He even went against his own guru, right? In terms of serving the Supreme Lord. So apparently we find that, oh, this Bali Maharaj, what did he do? You know, he was the king of the entire world and he lost everything. And then, and Lord and Krishna, as Vamanadeva, is asking him, where do I keep my third step? You know, he's not even having the affection of the Lord. You know, that is the kind of test that Lord gives. And of course, the testing is to the extent that we can take, right? A first standard student will get a first standard question paper. A fifth standard student will get a fifth standard question paper, right? So as and when we pass our tests, we slowly progress to advanced levels where Krishna will test us, you know, and there will be a time when we pass all our tests and that is the day of success, right? So we are working towards that. You know, all these temporary things of happiness, misery will come and go. You know, it has no value, right? We are happy because we got rasagulla. Oh, sorry, I'm sorry about the example of samosa. I don't know why it's coming to my mouth again and again. So, you know, we're just happy having a rasagulla or, you're sad that, we didn't, something didn't happen the way we wanted it to happen. But very trivial things, you know, we will not even remember it, you know, after 2-3 days, we will not even remember. Why we felt sad or anything like that. So ultimately, we have to go back to Godhead. We have to develop loving devotional service to Lord Krishna. And any minute things that come in the way, they are nothing, right? We just ignore them. You know, if it is favorable, we accept it. If it is not favorable for Krishna's devotional service, we just leave it. You know, ignore it. The mind also sometimes when you chant Hare Krishna, you know, it thinks of, you know, what are the things I need to do in the day? You know, I need to do this, I need to do that, is pending, this is pending. No, what do we do? You know, Srila Prabhupada says, neglect the mind sometimes. And then Srila Prabhupada says, you plan your day, next day, write it down, everything, what you have to do, so that the mind does not think of all that. So, yena kena prakarena mana Krishna niveshayat. Somehow or the other, we have to focus our mind on Krishna. If something is favorable, you know, it could be, from a material perspective, it could be good or bad. But if it is favorable for Krishna's service, we take it, we accept it with gratitude. But if it is not favorable, we learn the lesson from there and we try not to put ourselves in that situation going forward, you know. And if at all we are put in that situation, it is sanctioned by Lord Krishna. So it has to be for our ultimate good, you know. So everything that happens in that light, I don't see it that way. I've heard from senior devotees that is the way we have to see all of these things. You know, how everything can be utilized in the service of Krishna and how everything is a purificatory process, is a process for our purification, is taking us closer to Lord Krishna, you know, and what can be more auspicious than that, you know, if something that is happening, which is bad, you know, is taking us closer to Krishna, then what can be more auspicious than that, you know, so that's the ultimate realization. And even I'm working towards it, it's very easily said than done, right? So that's the consciousness we have to try to build, that anything and everything, whatever happens to me, I'm going to perform devotional service with enthusiasm, with determination, and with patience. It's easy to do it with enthusiasm and determination, but to have the patience is very important because Krishna has his own plan, right? So, and our plans need not coincide with that of Krishna. So, and Krishna will give us some tests. Maybe what we consider as an unfortunate situation is a test. And if we pass that test, that's the most glorious situation, right? It is said that after the darkest of night is the brightest of morning, right? The sun rises, you know, after the darkest of night. So, you know, we may just hope that, this is the darkest night means, you know, the next day is going to be the brightest of morning. You know? So, yeah. So, somehow or the other, we have to remember Krishna and always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. That's it. So I hope that helps, Mataji.
Oh my goodness, yeah. Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you. Even the first thing you said, that if we prioritize Krishna, he will prioritize us. Thank you. That was so beautiful. I'm so glad I asked you that question, but I knew in my heart that you would give the answer that was perfect for what I needed to hear. Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you for your association. Thank you for such a beautiful class. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Tiffany Mataji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Guru and Gauranga.
Thank you, Tiffany Mataji. Very beautiful question. And thank you, Mataji. Amazing answer. Just beautiful. Yes, we all need this, especially in these countries where we have not much association. And, I loved your answer. Krishna has his own plans, but we need to stick with Krishna, whatever. Then he's going to save us. Thank you so much, Mataji. Dear devotees, if nobody has any questions or realizations, we can end the call here for the Bhagavatam class. There is another Mataji messages in the chat box for the beautiful class that you have given. So thank you so much, Mataji, for your time and for your service. We are grateful to you, and we look forward for your association again in the future, Mataji. Please give us your valuable time. Dear devotees, let us pray our obeisances to Mataji. वांछा कलपतलु मेधावनी सखी माता जी की Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you again.
Join back again in another 20 minutes. If you want, after the end call, immediately you can join. But we just want to close the call once to get the warm up for the Zoom.
So it would be the same link, Mataji?
It's the same link. Just we will close the call once and then we'll start it again. So it's on the morning, right? That's why we want to.
Thank you. Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Thank you so much, Madhavan Pranath Ji, and all glory to your service.
Yes.
Krishna, we'll end the call.
Krishna.